Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Bossy Football Show. It is week one, and the Bulldogs are preparing for a trip up Highway 41 on Friday night. They will open up the campaign against the Vincennes Link Analysis. Stephen Mullen's going to be joining us when we come back. This is the Bossy Football Show here on WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies, 700 North Weinbach, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Coach, good afternoon. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing well. All right. The last time we talked, Stephen, was kind of near the end of July. We had the preview show on, kind of talked about the summer up until then. Since that time, it's been the official start of practice, which was back on August the 4th. School started about a day or two later after that. And then, of course, you had the scrimmage this past week with Tell City. We'll talk about that in our second segment. But just since the official start of practice on the 4th of August and then with school getting back in session, I know it's just it's a rat race for everybody involved. But just kind of how the last 2 weeks gone for your football team?
It's been good. You know, we've maybe had less participation in the summer than we have years past. So we really haven't had much of a scout team as far as guys to go practice against most of summer. But now, you know, that school's done, they're working some new faces around, which has helped our practice structure as far as having some guys to go against, you know, not just blocking pads every day. So it's helped us these last 2 weeks definitely in getting some new faces out, as well as some young guys around that might even help us on the varsity level.
Well, I know when we talked in the previous show last month, you talked about this football team and just kind of going back to last year, it was a very young team. I mean, you had 14-year-old kids out there in some skilled positions competing against kids that were 17 or 18 years old and knowing that they were going to take their lumps throughout most of the season. But it would all, you know, pay off, you know, not only this year, but in the years to come, because a lot of those freshmen now are sophomores and sophomores are juniors. So these are kids that have already got a varsity year of experience under their belt, and they still have got 2-3 more years of varsity football to play.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we have our individual meetings with each player, and that's kind of what we explained to them. We're like, we know you're only a sophomore, but, you know, kind of in our eyes, you've been playing varsity football for an extra year more than most sophomores. So you might be, you know, skill-wise as a junior, and kind of you've been able to adapt to that varsity speed earlier than other players. And I know our quarterbacks talked about that a little bit, just, you know, how fast it was last year. Not that it's slowed down a whole bunch for him this year because we haven't really played any games. But, you know, it is slowing down for him a little bit. So we're hoping, you know, each year these kids come up together and, you know, stay in our program, we're able to, you know, do a little better on Friday nights.
Well, Stephen, you talked about the kids in the program. And, again, summer's a time where, you know, coaches, you know, at Ball State and pretty much all the schools here in the SIAC, no matter if they're, you know, 2A or 5A, I mean, you've got to let these kids kind of be kids and, you know, take some time off. You know, a lot of them work. A lot of them play multiple sports, and that certainly is the case here at Ball State. So, you know, once you kind of get past the moratorium and you get to be about the middle of July – you know, things kind of start focusing in toward football. And as you said, once school starts, you know, you maybe get some extra kids out. So has that been the case here at Ball State, where you do have a few more numbers now, the fact that school started, than you did maybe even 3-4 weeks ago?
Oh, yeah. You know, the numbers always pick up a little bit when school starts. You know, you have kids that might, you know, be coming from different states or even different area cities that, you know, maybe played football or haven't played football that are interested in playing this year. I mean, I talk to as many kids as I can in the hallways at lunch periods, you know, and just kind of encourage them to come try it. And like I've always told kids, if it's not for you, just tell me that, you know, after a few practices and there's no hard feelings, I'll probably just still talk to you the next year about trying this again. But, you know, just talking to kids and trying to get them out and, you know, enjoy a game that I've kind of, you know, made my life right now. So, you know, I think it's a great game to teach young men, you know, how to, you know, raise their character and stuff like that. It'll create a lot of skills for these guys, you know, going forward into the workforce or maybe college after high school.
We'll come back, talk more with Coach Mullen about the scrimmage this past Friday night against the Tell City Marksmen when this Ball State football show continues here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
You know Rocket Bar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rocket Bar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rocket Bar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rocket Bar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rocket Bar.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Back here on the Ball State Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. And from time to time throughout the season, during this segment, we'll have a chance to visit with some of the members of this year's Ball State football team. Well, coach, let's just talk a little bit more specifically about the scrimmage this past Friday night, taking on a Tell City team. And I know they lost an awful lot of talent, especially in that backfield last year. But just, to, you know, as it's kind of a vanilla evening. I mean, there are certain rules that you have to apply because of the IHSAA. It is not really a football game, but more so just, you know, for the coaches and the players to get out there and hit somebody else for a couple of hours on a Friday night. After the scrimmage this past week, just kind of your thoughts on where your football team is and how they performed against Tell City.
I mean, overall, it was a good night for our boys. We, you know, had some success moving the ball and scoring, and we played pretty well defensively. You know, Tell City's a lot like us this year. They're a young team, but Coach Webb's done a great job of, you know, kind of molding an offense around some of the guys he's going to have coming up the next few years. So overall, I think it was a good night for both programs. You know, the sportsmanship was great. You know, I think we both have a great group of kids that just wanted to play somebody else. You know, they're tired of, like every team, hitting their best friends or whatever. You know, sometimes I'm the one holding the pad. They might enjoy that. But, you know, I think, you know, it was just a great night overall. You know, we were able to move the ball. Some kids, you know, made some mistakes because it was their first year. We had a receiver that kept moving right before the snap, so we had to explain that to him because he hasn't played football before. You know, and our center did a few things that he's not supposed to do. So it's a good teaching moment for our players. You know, we had a great officiating staff that, you know, came out and kind of helped our kids along that maybe haven't played football before.
Well, the thing of it is, I mean, that scrimmage, the number one priority is just to not get anybody hurt before the season opener coming up on Friday night. And so going in, I mean, I know you have something in the back of your mind, kind of a game plan, not certainly at the level that you're going to have it for Friday night. But, you know, to get the kids out there to, you know, hit somebody else, but just to perform under game conditions with officials out there. And I know you want to keep mistakes at a minimum, but it's going to happen this time of the year. So, you know, all in all, it sounds like you were pretty pleased with it. Just as far as some individuals, were you able to move some people around just as an experimental type thing and see, okay, hey, is this a position these guys or this kid may be able to help us with in case, you know, in the case that if it would arise?
Yeah, you know, we were able to, you know, kind of get some of these freshmen that we're probably going to rely on at the varsity level out there and getting some of their first varsity experience and, you know, get them on film as well as some of these sophomores, as well as some of our seniors that have never played before. You know, it's their first time out there maybe since, you know, middle school or even before that. So kind of getting, you know, out there on a Friday night and mixing it up a little bit with another team. So, you know, we're going to learn a lot this week. You know, we focused a lot in on our self-scout week to week, just trying to become a better football team. And like we've told our kids all along, you know, I mean, obviously we want to win the games each Friday night, but it's most important to play our best football at the end of the season because everybody kind of gets a redo. So if we can get better week by week and, you know, kind of maybe make some good plays there in the playoffs, it could, you know, help our program out down the line as well.
Stephen Mullen joining us. This is the Bossy Football Show. You'll be able to hear it every Wednesday at this time throughout the next 9 weeks of this 2025 campaign. When we come back, we'll get a preview of Bossy's opening night opponent, the Vincennes Lincoln Aliases, when this Bossy Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You know Rockabar for Evansville's first pizza. Now you can enjoy a fabulous breakfast every morning, 6 to 10:30. Delicious omelets, pancakes, French toast, and the best biscuits and gravy. The all-new Rockabar, Washington Avenue at Green River Road. The all-new Rockabar is open for lunch daily. Choose from 18 delicious pizzas, sandwiches, including a great hamburger, spaghetti, lasagna, and Rockabar's famous Italian salad. Dine in or outside on the patio, plus carry out and exceptional catering. Discover the all-new Rockabar.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Back here on the Bossy Football Show on this Wednesday afternoon, head coach Stephen Mullen joining us. Well, coach, this will be the last year for Vincennes Lincoln in the SIAC Conference, and you guys have had them as your opening week opponent now for the last couple of years. You go up to Vincennes on Friday night. Just talk a little bit about Coach Salters and his football team for this year.
I mean, he's got, you know, a good football team. You know, he returns a really good back. Quarterback's a great athlete all around. I know he's a, you know, high-level baseball player as well as football player. You know, and they got probably one of the better defensive lines I've seen in the last few years when we were, you know, scouting them this week. So it's a good football team. It'll definitely be a good test for us, being a young football team. You know, we actually scrimmaged them over the summer over at Central in a referee camp they kind of did. We had officials out there. So we've seen each other a little bit, but obviously we weren't showing all our cards just like you do on the scrimmage. So it's always interesting week one because you kind of think you know what they're going to do, but you really have no clue at the same time. So we'll figure it out all Friday night and kind of, you know, sometimes you got to do some coaching on the fly.
Well, you do, and, I mean, you go in there with the game plan and you hope to execute it the best that you can, but like you said, I mean, week one, there's things that go on in week one that you hope do not happen in weeks, you know, 6, 7, 8, and once we get into kind of end of October, early November with regard to, you know, just the mental mistakes, the 5-yard penalties and, you know, those kinds of things, and so turnovers as well. But, you know, as you look at Vincennes, you know, from last year's tape, do you think – pretty much kind of the same thing just as far as their schemes and play calling and everything else is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be similar to what we'll be. You know, we kind of creatures of habit, us coaches. So, you know, we're thinking it'll be similar, but who knows? He might have something up his sleeve when we show up Friday night.
All right, just kind of the week of preparation, because like I said, right now probably 75% to 80% of the preparation, you know, you're focusing on your own team and executing the game plan. So, what's kind of the priority this week in practice, not only for your team to get better, but then also, like I said, to take on a Vincennes team?
You know, being able to establish drives, like you kind of said, don't turn the ball over, minimize you know, the penalties. We know we're going to have a few. It's first game for some of these guys, so might just be jitters or, you know, maybe not a total understanding of game flow. So we're definitely working on that week, trying to make it as most game-like as we can to prepare some of these young guys and some of these first-year players. So, yeah, it's just, you know, prepping ourselves this week, but still getting, you know, a good, you know, scout team out there to give us a look of some of the things that we believe Vincennes will try to do against our defense and our offense as well. So, you know, we're going to have some young guys step up to give us a shot, and I think those guys know that this week.
Well, the other thing, too, I mean, it's just been impressive, you know, the last week and a half, and I think Mother Nature maybe, you know, have a little bit of a soft side because I think by Friday night temperatures may be about 10 to 15 degrees cooler than what they have been over the last 4 to 5 days. I know you've got several players that you're counting on to go both ways, and so you really have to keep a close eye on those players. But, again, it just seems like you might catch a little bit of a break. We all might, coaching, playing, or watching a football game on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, but, you know, like we keep telling our kids, no matter what, you know, the temperature is, you know, anytime it's even over 70, 80 degrees, you still are going to lose a lot of fluids during a football game. So, you know, I preach it every week, you know, keeping water coolers out by the locker room. That way kids can fill up their water bottles through the week, that you can't just come in on Friday and start drinking water. It's got to be something you do all week. You know, I think we only had one cramp the other night, and I laughed with the kid afterwards because he was sitting in my office talking to us, you know, wanting an RC out of my refrigerator. So he ended up getting one. I said, well, that's that RC that you drank. You know, you should just drink water like I told you. So, you know, just making sure these kids know that they got to stay hydrated all week because, you know, one guy goes down and it can hurt the football team.
Well, Stephen, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. Looking forward to talking to you and about your team throughout this upcoming campaign. But all the best to the Bulldogs on Friday night when you go up to Vincennes to take on Lincoln.
Hey, I greatly appreciate it. Go Dogs.
All right, that's Stephen Mullen. This has been the Bossy Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.